Are there more Balrogs? Or was the Balrog we know, Durin's Bane, the only one left? Let's take a look. Hi everyone, this is Robert. Welcome to In Deep Geek. On this channel, we cover The Lord of the Rings and Tolkien's Legendarium in nerdy detail, as well as A Song of Ice and Fire and The Witcher. Welcome. How many Balrogs were there, or are there left after the death of Durin's Bane? Might there be another one, hidden deep underground, just waiting to be awoken by someone delving too deeply or too greedily? Well, let's start at the beginning and work our way forwards, because when Tolkien first envisaged Balrogs, there were lots of them. In the Silmarillion, we read that, "Of the Maiar, many were drawn to Melkor's splendour in the days of his greatness, and remained in that allegiance down into his darkness, and others he corrupted afterwards to his service with lies and treacherous gifts. Dreadful among these spirits were the Valarokar, the scourges of fire that in Middle-earth were called the Balrogs, demons of terror." They are dreadful and terrible, but perhaps not as dreadful and terrible as what we see in The Lord of the Rings. Christopher Tolkien, who had access to all of his father's writings and knew better than anyone the evolution of the Legendarium, wrote that "the early conception of Balrogs makes them less terrible, and certainly more destructible, than they afterwards became. They existed in hundreds, and were slain by Tuor and the Gondothlim in large numbers." Elsewhere, in an early draft of what became the Silmarillion, Tolkien even writes of 1,000 Balrogs heading into battle. Though as the Legendarium developed, Balrogs became incrementally more powerful, and also fewer in number. To be clear, this is Tolkien changing his mind about the nature and number of Balrogs, and when you dig into the weeds of the Legendarium, you find this happening more often than you might expect. Tolkien's creation was a fluid one, not fixed and unchangeable. In his later conception, Balrogs still often appeared as Balrogs plural, but without the impression that there are hundreds or thousands of them. And we get a side note from Tolkien when rewriting what became the Silmarillion in around 1951 that appears to be his last word on the subject of Balrog numbers. "There should not be supposed more than, say, 3 or at most 7 ever existed." Now, whether Tolkien stuck to that idea later is another matter, and he certainly didn't immediately go through his other drafts and remove mentions of the hundreds or thousands of Balrogs there, but it fits with how impressive and near-unique the Balrog appears in The Lord of the Rings, a terrifying relic of a bygone age, rather than just one of many. And it also fits with how he describes it in his later letters. We'll come on to them in a moment. So let's go with the majority opinion among Tolkien scholars that this is Tolkien's last word on the matter. There were only ever something in the region of 3 to 7 Balrogs ever, which, helpfully, is a small enough number that we can actually try to track them through history. And, usual caveat, this kind of nerdy attempt to draw a clean line through the Legendarium as it changes is a fool's game. Tolkien wrote lots of different versions of lots of parts of his creation, and scholars argue endlessly about which to give greater weight to. But I'm a bit of a fool and love these nerdy deep dives, and if you're still watching this far into the video, I'll assume you're the same. So let's go. These 3 to 7 Balrogs are Maiar, so the same order of being as Sauron and Gandalf and so on. They joined Morgoth early on, corrupted by his power and darkness, fighting for him and leading armies. They were loyal and waited 3 ages on Middle-earth while Morgoth lay chained and bound by the Valar. On his return with Ungoliant and the Silmarils, they rushed immediately to his aid, vanquishing her, then later killing Feanor. They were beaten back by Feanor's sons, though. We don't get an exact count of Balrogs here, but it's definitely a group of them, and I have no reason to doubt that it was all of them. And if you were wondering how Feanor could hold his own for a while against them, then his sons could push them back. He was the most powerful of the Noldorin elves, and like his sons, fresh from the Undying Lands. Basically, these particular elves were as powerful as any you'd be likely to find. Still, we don't read that they killed any of the Balrogs. That honour was for Ecthelion and Glorfindel, who each killed one during the fall of Gondolin. Both sacrificed their lives in the process. Glorfindel's battle against a Balrog is rightly celebrated, but perhaps the greater feat was actually Ecthelion, for he slew Gothmog, the lord of the Balrogs. That's the only named Balrog we know of, other than Lungorthin, who appeared in a very early draft, and the name didn't seem to survive to later works. Durin's Bane is, of course, the name the dwarves gave to the Balrog that they later encountered, not the name that the Balrog themselves had. Anyway, we can now take two Balrogs from that original count of 3 to 7. And at the end of the First Age came the War of Wrath, when the host of the Valar set out to Middle-earth to take on Morgoth. We read that the Balrogs were destroyed, save some few that fled and hid themselves in caverns inaccessible at the roots of the earth. The idea here is a bit like how Sauron hid in Middle-earth at the start of the Second Age. So too did some Balrogs. It's just that Sauron soon resurfaced and the Balrog, or Balrogs, didn't. So let's get back to the numbers and say that there were 7 to start with, the maximum Tolkien thinks likely. 2, Gothmog and an unnamed Balrog, were killed in the fall of Gondolin. That leaves 5. Maybe some others were killed off-page somewhere, but presumably we would have heard of it as Balrogs are so powerful, so let's stick with 5. Those remaining Balrogs were then destroyed in the War of Wrath, save some that hid, one of which we know of as Durin's Bane. Which obviously leads to the question, how many is some? Well, it's obviously a deliberately vague word. More than one, and probably more than two, but not many. And certainly not more than half of what there was. Basically, the in-world writer of that part of the Silmarillion didn't know. To look at it the other way, to say that the Balrogs were destroyed bar some, seems to imply that most were killed and just the remainder fled. So with 2 dead already, perhaps 2 more died in the War of Wrath, leaving just 3 to flee. Or perhaps 3 died in the War of Wrath and 2 fled. Both could be some. At which point, the Balrogs disappear from the narrative until Durin's Bane is awoken in the year 1980 of the Third Age. He dies fighting Gandalf, so of the some, we think 2 or 3, who fled and hid, there is now 1 or 2 left, still lurking somewhere deep underground. Which is obviously quite a concerning thought for the people of Middle-earth going into the Fourth Age, particularly as most of those you might think could stand a chance against it, Gandalf, Glorfindel, Galadriel and so on, are now gone. Now, in the interests of balance, we should probably also reference this letter to Naomi Mitchison from 1954. Tolkien wrote, "The Balrog is a survivor from the Silmarillion and the legends of the First Age. They were supposed to have all been destroyed in the overthrow of Thangorodrim, his fortress in the north, but here it is found there is usually a hangover, especially of evil from one age to another, that one had escaped and taken refuge under the mountains of Hithaeglin, the Misty Mountains." There's no mention here of some Balrog surviving, just this one. And although he was clearly answering a question about that one Balrog, his letter doesn't leave much room for speculations about others. So perhaps, after all, he had decided that there was just that one left. At which point, we should probably acknowledge that we've been rather blithely talking about Balrogs getting killed or destroyed, but also that they are immortal spiritual Maiar. How does that work? Well, the same as it does with other Maiar. You can kill their physical bodies while their spirits live on, tied to the world. Sometimes they can take on another physical form, like with Sauron at the end of the Second Age, but for reasons that would probably be too much of a tangent for this video, I think their plight would actually be similar to that of Sauron at the end of the Third Age. This is how Gandalf describes that. "He will be maimed forever, becoming a mere spirit of malice that gnaws itself in the shadows, but cannot again grow or take shape, and so a great evil of this world will be removed." So in saying that Durin's Bane was killed by Gandalf, we're saying that his body was killed, though his spirit lives on, albeit formless and probably unable to take form again. The same goes for those other Balrogs that were killed in earlier ages. So let's pull all of this together. Tolkien's last word on the overall number of Balrogs is that there were a maximum of 7. Some, or perhaps just one of them, survived to hide in Middle-earth, and that was killed by Gandalf during the Lord of the Rings. But the spirits or souls of those Balrogs are still out there. And even the in-world writer of the Silmarillion seems very vague about whether there might be more Balrogs out there in Balrog form. And Tolkien seems happy to leave it at that. It's quite disconcerting, and I suspect it's meant to be. Should that worry the people of Middle-earth? Yes and no. Yes, because who wouldn't be worried about the prospect of unexpectedly stumbling across the Balrog? But no, because, as Gandalf said when talking about Sauron's spiritual being technically surviving, other evils there are that may come, for Sauron is himself but a servant or emissary. Yet it is not our part to master all the tides of the world, but to do what is in us for the succour of those years wherein we are set, uprooting the evil in the fields that we know, so that those who live after may have clean earth to till. What weather they shall have is not ours to rule. There probably are evils out there that we don't know of, perhaps even more Balrogs. Thankfully, we are only called on to confront those in the fields and mountains that we know. If you'd like more videos like this, diving deep into Tolkien's Legendarium, there's a link to my playlist on the left of your screen now. Or to support this channel, thank you. There's a link to my Patreon page on the right of your screen. That's all for this time. Thanks for watching. I'll see you again soon.